God above that made all things, the heavens, the earth, and all therein, the ships that on the sea do swim, to keep the enemies out that none come in, and let them all do what they can. 'Tis for the use and praise of man, and I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Then what do you say to these cans of wood? In faith they are, and cannot be good, for when a man he doth them send to be filled with ale as he doth intend, the bearer falleth down by the way, and on the ground the liquor doth lay, and then the bearer begins to ban, and swears it is long of the wood in can. But had it been a leather bottle, although it had fallen, yet all had been well, and I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Then what do you say to these glasses so fine? Yes, they have no praise of mine, for when a company they are set for to be merry as we are met, then if you chance to touch the brim, down falls the liquor and all therein. If your tablecloth be ne'er so fine, there lies your beer, ale, or wine. It may be for a small abuse, a young man may his service lose. But had it been in a leather bottle, and the stopple in, then all had been well, and I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Then what do you say to these black parts three? True, they shall have no praise of me, for when a man and his wife falls at strife, as many have done, I know, in their life, they lay their hands on the pot both, and loath they are to lose their broth. The one doth tug, the other doth ill, betwixt them both the liquor doth spill. But they shall answer another day for casting their liquor so vainly away. But had it been in the leather bottle, they might have tugged till their hearts did ache, and yet their liquor no harm could take. They might have tugged till their hearts did ache. Then I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Then what do you say to the silver flagons fine? True, they shall have no praise of mine, for when a lord he doth them send to be filled with wine as he doth intend, the man with the flagons he doth run away, because it is silver most gallant and gay. Oh, then the lord begins to ban, and swears he hath lost both flagon and man. There's never a lord serving man or groom, but with his leather bottle may come, and I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. A leather bottle we know is good, far better than glasses or cans of wood, for when a man is at work in the field, your glasses and pots no comfort will yield, than a good leather bottle standing him by. He may drink always when he is dry. It will revive the spirits and comfort the brain. Wherefore let none this bottle refrain, for I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Also the honest Scyth man too, he knew not very well what to do, but for this bottle standing him near, that is filled with good household beer, at dinner he sits him down to eat, with good hard cheese and bread or meat. Then this bottle he takes up amain, and drinks and sets him down again, saying, good bottle, stand, my friend, and hold out till this day doth end, for I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. And likewise the haymakers they, when as they are turning and making their hay, in summer weather, when as it is warm, a good bottle full then will do them no harm. And at noontime they sit them down to drink their bottles of ale nut brown. Then the lads and lasses begins to tattle, what should we do but for this bottle? They could not work if this bottle was done, for the day's so hot with the heat of the sun. Then I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle, also the leader, later, and the pitcher, the reaper, hedger, and the ditcher, the binder, and the raker, and all about the bottle's ears do fall. And if his liquor almost be gone, his bottle he will part with to none, but says, my bottle is what small, one drop I will not part withal. You must go drink at some spring or well, for I will keep my leather bottle. Then I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Thus you may hear of a leathern bottle, when as it is filled with liquor full well, though the substance of it be but small, yet the name of the thing is all. There's never a lord, earl, or knight, but in a bottle doth take delight. For when he is hunting of the deer, he often doth wish for a bottle of beer. Likewise the man that works at the wood, a bottle of beer doth oft do him good. Then I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle. Then when this bottle doth grow old, and will good liquor no longer hold, out of the side you may take a clout, will mend your shoes when they're worn out, else take it and hang upon a pin, will serve to put many odd trifles in, as hinges, awls, and candle ends, for young beginners must have such things. Then I wish in heaven his soul may dwell, that first devised the leather bottle.